Sauk County is among those listed as disaster areas by the White House. The village of Loganville, home to the Millard family, was hit particularly hard. In the early hours of August 19th, a flood rendered their house a gutted, musty shell covered with debris. Kelly Millard remembers racing for higher ground, along with her husband and 14-year-old son, at 2 o'clock that morning.
We knew pretty much sitting up on the hill watching it continue to get so high that we knew it had breached the house. So we just didn't know how bad.
The basement was submerged. The first floor was nearly knee-deep in water, and some of the Millard's horses from their hobby ranch were injured. Millard says she's not sure what her chances are of getting assistance.
We have a partial business here, plus it's our home. They're turning us to a different direction and trying that avenue first, and if they're not able to help us there, then our application will then go back to FEMA. So it just scares me because it sounds like it could be many months.
But Loganville's Emergency Management Director, Bill Furman, is optimistic federal aid is coming. He's thankful the president issued a disaster declaration for Sauk County.
Great relief. You know, a lot of these people, a lot of them didn't have flood insurance, so it's going to help them tremendously.
FEMA officials are expected to finish their review of damaged homes and businesses this week. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.